Welcome into the film room, brought to you by Cadillac, with the head coach Gus Bradley. And Gus, this week you're facing a young quarterback in Jameis Winston, and he had some traits of a young quarterback this past week against the Carolina Panthers. The second play of the game, this happens.
Yeah, they had some tough weather conditions. I think both teams, you know, had some opportunities and they fumbled the ball or had some interceptions. But, you know, sometimes just the snap. All these issues that come up with young quarterbacks, center quarterback exchange, they pop up.
And this is kind of eerily similar to week one. Blake Bortles threw an interception really kind of in the same area of the field against Carolina. And here he is again, Josh Norman.
Right. You know, big plays can turn games around like that. And here, a little bit too much focus on the receiver. Gave the corner time to adjust and react and make a big play.
Schematically, do you change things up because it's a young quarterback?
Well, I think when you're dealing with a young quarterback, you know they can be hot and cold. At times they can be cold, inconsistent, and then they can get on a roll. So it's important not to let them to get their feet underneath them and to get that consistency that they're looking for.
One of the things that offensive coordinators do with a young quarterback, high percentage throws, and this one here, a little quick screen to the running back, muscle hamster. He is back to looking like he did a few years
ago. Well, any way they can get him the ball. He's a great running back. He is back to being healthy and is making a lot of big plays for him. But you're right, back to the high percentage passes, you know, some underneath routes, some glances, some screens, anything that builds confidence.
I wanted to point out one guy here, Logan Mankins, number 70. He's a good football player, and I like the block, and then I really like a little whoop. How about that?
You know what? I think Lovey has liked Logan Mankins for a long time. I think when he was at Chicago, they tried to make a trade for him, and now he's got him on their team.
Jameis Winston has two very big targets, and let's start with Vincent Jackson. I mean, both of these guys, Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans, 6'5", 230 pounds.
Well, their size is an issue, and I think one game, one was targeted 17 times, and the other game, the other one was targeted 15 times. So definitely favorite targets for Jameis. He likes them both, and here you see one to Vincent Jackson, who's really had a career where he's made big plays throughout.